Metro parks are among Northeast Ohio's most popular places, but in recent years, conflicts have emerged over who runs them and over how much power they have in running them. In Ohio, there is such a thing as a 1545 park district, referring to the 1917 statute that established it. These are local parks governed by boards appointed by the probate judge of the county they're in. For Kathy Hanratty, president of the citizens group Protect Geauga Parks, the setup has become frustrating in her county. She believes the core purpose of Geauga Metro Parks is being altered by the probate judge and that he is beyond accountability. Her frustration and that of her group began in 2013 with a change the park board, with members newly appointed by the judge, made in the park's mission statement, adding the promotion of recreation.
The original purpose is stated in 1917, in order to provide the preservation of natural resources, park districts may be created. And so that was the sole purpose.
Tim Grindel has been Geauga County probate judge since 2011. He says the change is in keeping with updates in Statute 1545.
It says in there that 1545 parks are formed to preserve natural resources and permit uses for the public recreation consistent therewith. So it's in the statute. You can do both.
Kathy Hanratty says she and Protect Geauga Parks actually agree that the park system needs to serve a broad balance of interests, including recreation, but they are pushing back against what they see as casting aside preservation.
The reason that we were founded was that there's a really recent disconnect from that essential balance. We have been pretty much usurped by one person and a small group of his compadres who have done wholesale change away from conservation towards entertainment.
Protect Geauga Parks member Dave Partington argues that whether the 1545 statute says he can do it, Judge Grindel should not have without the public.
One of the discouraging things about the current state of the park district is that they are not at all interested in public input.
Hanratty and Partington also say that they and other members of the Protect Geauga Parks now distrust the judge to the point of thinking he may be excluding public input because he wants to dictate park board decisions. His response.
Nonsense. I've never told a park board member how to vote on anything. I've told them what I like about the parks and dislike, but no more than Joe Citizen. Look, if you have a problem, let's sit down and talk about it.
But Kathy Hanratty and Barbara Partington say the animosity in both directions is making that difficult.
He only has invited us to meet with him at the probate court, which we have refused. We have invited to meet with him at the library, which he has refused.
And he sent his constable over to escort us across the street from the library.
And we declined.
Because in the courtroom, you are subject to contempt of court. This judge has used that inappropriately in the past.
The judge says that's not why he wants to meet in his office.
I mean, look, I would love to sit on a forum with some of these people and talk through these problems, but it needs to be a forum that's fair and unbiased, but they don't want to do that. They just want to come and beat.
Judge Grindel has said he favors a former colleague in the state legislature, Bill Seitz's idea to change Ohio law to redefine probate judges' authority over 1545 parks, including dealing with what they deem to be disruptive criticism. He also says accusations against him are spillover from anger at him for pushing the new concept of what the parks need to be.
Our parks don't address kids under 30 very well. We're putting in an action park. It's going to have a BMX bike trail, for fishing docks on the ponds, and a zip line. And it's geared at trying to get younger people, who someday will have to vote for levies, interested in coming to parks.
The conflict in Geauga is not necessarily unique to Geauga. In neighboring Mahoning County, some local residents have been embroiled in a war of words with those overseeing Mill Creek Metro Parks. The issue in both cases is accountability, and as long as probate judges are by law the unilateral authority over managing metro parks, such conflicts seem likely to continue arising. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.